And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is empowerment. Each of my guests is examining a different aspect of empowerment. My first guest believes the girl power movement that began back in the 1980s has gone too far in the 2010s. We discuss the impact of a princess society has having on our young girls from her book, Cinderella Ate My Daughter. My second guest is the world's first female rock and roll tour manager. She worked with some of the most influential musicians of the era between the years 1968 and 1984. We discussed her experiences, her memories of the famous rock stars, and how she became a tour manager from her book titled Miss Odell. My next guest is going to empower us all by helping us to double our income in the next 180 days or less, by helping us change our thoughts about money from his book, The Income Doubler. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Clint Arthur is a graduate of the Wharton School of Business and is the president of Five Star Butter Company, whose elite clients include some of the world's top chefs and restaurants. He's the author of 5 self-help and personal development books and has been featured in The Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, Bloomberg News, The LA Times, and makes frequent appearances as a guest on nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows like Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Interestingly enough, he's even been a judge on Iron Chef America, and if time permits, we'll ask him about that. After he graduated from Wharton with, get this, a 4.0 GPA, and his entrepreneurial management was his major, he pursued his dream of becoming a filmmaker and a movie star for about 10 years. But by the end of that decade, he was deeply in credit card debt, and he ended up driving a cab for the next 5 years to survive. At the age of 35, Clint immersed himself in self-help programs to turn his life around. He literally spent the last $149 of his available credit on his credit card to buy Tony Robbins' Personal Power 2 tape set, and 6 months later, he was fortunate to have turned his life around. He's going to share his secrets, what he learned on how to double our incomes. Welcome, Clint. How are you today?
I am awesome. Thank you for that kind introduction. I'm really happy to be here, and let's get going helping people to make more money, because this information pertains not just to entrepreneurs, but to everyone right now. Everybody out there is faced with a very sad reality, and the reality is you are exactly where you believe you deserve to be. And hopefully in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to help you to realize that you can feel like you deserve to be anywhere you want, but you have to work at it to make that happen.
All right, well, let's talk about it in the context of your own personal story, Clint, because on the surface of it, if you look at it, Wharton graduate, one of the top business schools in this country, a 4.0 average. I mean, clearly you had drive, ambition, skill, knowledges, resources, everything that you needed to be a success. So you come out, you start working in films, and that didn't really work out well for you, and it must have been devastating. So how did you start to turn yourself around and realize that you could crawl out of the hole that you had created?
Well, like everybody else, I'm motivated by pain. So one night, there I was, 10 years into my Hollywood odyssey, chasing the dream that didn't work out. I was in my little tiny boat in Marina Del Rey on a February night, and it was freezing. I had no heat on the boat. I was reading a book by my high school creative writing teacher named Frank McCourt. The book was Angela's Ashes, and he had just won the Pulitzer Prize for that book. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, my writing teacher won the Pulitzer Prize. I went to the same business school as Donald Trump, and here I am freezing my butt off because I have no heat, driving a taxi to survive. How did I go so wrong, and how am I ever going to turn things around? And I was literally crying in my bed that night, bundled up in all my heaviest clothes under a comforter because I was so cold and I was so upset with how I had ruined my golden opportunities. And because I got into so much pain, that's when I realized I got to start doing things differently. I've got to step out from what my normal routine is and make some radical changes if I want to turn things around. And that's exactly what I did. I started doing all kinds of self-help work. I did it all. I walked on fire. I did men's power circles. I did seminars with Don Miguel Ruiz, the author of The Four Agreements. I did The Artist's Way. I did every single thing. And then years later, things started turning around for me. I started my own business. I stopped being a screenwriter. I started focusing on being an entrepreneur, and I kept doing the self-help. And years later, I was sitting in a men's self-help circle, and a crippled old white man who skin had turned black as coal from his disease of rheumatoid arthritis. He pointed his fingers at me and he said, "You don't know it yet, but you are already dead."
Wow.
And that changed my life because I didn't understand what he meant. And I had to keep thinking about it. What does he mean, I'm already dead? And I thought about it for months and months. And then it came to be New Year's Day, and I asked myself a critical question. What would you want to do this year if this was going to be the last year of your life? And I started living that year as if it was going to be the last year of my life. And if any time I came to a decision, should I do this or not, either I or my wife would say, "Well, it's the last year of your life. You better do it." And, man, one of the things I did that year was I took this seminar called Train Your Brain for Success. And in the seminar, the PhD who was instructing the course, he said, "You can reprogram your subconscious mind to make it believe whatever you want." And so I decided I'm going to reprogram my subconscious mind to believe that I deserve to be earning twice as much money as I'm earning right now. And I asked him, "Is that possible?" He's like, "Sure, you can do anything." So I did what he said. I started reprogramming my subconscious mind by repeating a thought that I wanted to implant in my brain to make it the predominant thought in my brain. See, your subconscious mind runs loops of thoughts in your brain to control processes like breathing or driving a car. Maybe you've driven someplace, and when you got there, you were talking on the phone, and when you got out of your car, you realized, "Wow, I don't even remember driving here. That's scary."
Sure.
Well, that's your subconscious mind. And you can reprogram your subconscious mind to think whatever thoughts you want it to think. So I programmed my subconscious mind to believe I want to be earning, I was earning $11,000 a month at the time. I want to be earning $22,000 a month in 90 days. And it's not just a matter of sitting there and saying, "Om, om, om." You have to get into action. It's not just enough to start saying it. You have to start taking action. But by repeating these subconscious implantations to yourself, you create these thoughts in your mind that you deserve the money. And when you realize that you deserve to be making $22,000 a month, then you realize that you have to be doing certain things. You have to be making sales calls. You have to be going on business trips. You have to be meeting with clients. And lo and behold, 90 days later, I had doubled the sales of my company, and I was pulling down $22,000 a month from my company. And I was so excited about this, I wrote a book called The Income Doubler. You can find out more about it at our website, theincomedoubler.com. And I put together a group of my friends and business associates, and I told them about what I did. I taught them how to do it, and we did it together for 6 months. And we had 10 people in the group when we started. Six of them completed, and all six of them either doubled their income, more than doubled their income, or one guy came really close to doubling his income. They were in all different kinds of jobs. One of them was a photographer. One of them was an actress. One of them was a sculptor. One of them was a guy who tuned pianos. One of them was a guy who owned a magazine. And the other one was a film producer. And all of those different people in all those different walks of life were able to double their income or get very close on either side by doing this work for 6 months. And you can...
Hello, Clint. Are you there? Ah, we seem to have lost him. Clint Arthur. We're talking to Clint Arthur, everybody, author of the book, The Income Doubler, 180-Day System to Double Your Income. And he was talking about how his process literally helped him and his friends to double their income in less than 180 days. When we get him back on the line, what we're going to do is we're going to start with asking him, why are most people programmed to be poor, and focus in on some of the beliefs that we unfortunately all hold that keep us trapped in the positions that we're trapped in. His book, The Income Doubler, is available on Amazon. You can get it up there. And we've got Clint back on the line. Clint, I was just saying before we lost you, a lot of good information there. And we wanted to follow up with that and just ask, what are the ways that people are programmed to be poor, earning less than they're making? And we've lost Clint again on his mobile phone, but we will try to get him back on the line as well.
I'm here.
There he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are, Clint. Sorry.
Yeah, people are programmed to be poor because of your best friend, okay? I like to say your best friend may be your worst enemy. If you and your best friend have been earning the same money and doing the same jobs for year after year after year, then your best friend could be your worst enemy, because you are programmed to be poor by who you hang out with and what you think about and the expectations that you have for your life. And it may come from a well-meaning grandparent or a parent who says to you over and over and over, I'm sure you've heard it, you got to work hard to get ahead in this life. Well, it's not true. You think Donald Trump is out there digging ditches, working hard. He's not working hard. He is sitting behind a desk talking to people on the phone or over dinner at $5,000 a plate dinners. Okay, oh. I don't call that hard work. I call that specialized expertise, but that's not hard work. Hard work is digging a ditch, and you do not have to work hard to get ahead in this life. You have to work smart. You have to work right. You have to hang out with the right people. You have to think the right thoughts, and you have to be actively making yourself want to improve, and you have to be putting thoughts in your mind that are going to make you improve in your life. That's how you get ahead, and that's how you break these bad programs that you have circulating in your mind that make you think, oh, I only deserve to be making $36,000 a year. BS.
All right.
I need to go to work 9 to 5 every day, 5 days, 6 days a week. BS.
All right, Clint. Now, what I'm hearing you say, among other things, is the people that you associate with really set the whole tone and tenor for how much money that you make. So the basic bottom line here is dump your friends, right?
No, I'm not telling you to dump your friends, but I am telling you that when you have opportunities to make a choice between watching the news, which is going to tell you about the uprisings in the Arab world, or listening to an inspirational, motivational program like Brainstorming, which is going to put good information in your mind, you get to hang out with Brainstorming. Okay?
You bet.
You get to hang out with you and me instead of listening to CNN tell you about the uprisings in Saudi Arabia.
Which one
is going to benefit you?
Absolutely. We're talking to Clint Arthur, everybody, author of the book, The Income Doubler, 180-Day System to Double Your Income. And Clint, one of the things that just in looking at your book, 180 days, that's 6 months. So that is a long time for most people. So how do you stay motivated to keep on task for that period of time?
That is the hardest part about the whole system, is sustaining. I like to say that the way you increase your income is through cash. Number one, you have to challenge yourself to want to double your income. Like George Patton, the general, said, rise up to the challenges and accept them so that you can feel the exhilaration of victory. A, you have to ask yourself, how can you get into action? Action, action, action. It's not enough just to sit in your room and chant. You have to take action. S, you have to sustain the effort for 6 months. Hey, if you want to double your income, I am telling you, me and my friends and clients are living proof that you can do it in 6 months or less, but you have to sustain the effort. You must make the effort and keep going. And then H, help. You have to get help to do it. We have the book. We have the audio programs. We have mastermind teams, all of them available at www.theincomedoubler.com. I want to help people to double income. I believe it will help this country to get out of the economic tough times that we're in. But you're right. Sustaining the activity for 6 months is the key, because it is a prolonged effort. And when you have put in the effort for 6 months, then you are going to feel like you deserve it. That's the whole key. When you feel like you deserve to have the doubled income, you will have it. Let me just tell you how I got my BMW.
Sure.
I used to drive a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and I was sitting there writing out the check for my Jeep Grand Cherokee payment, and I was reading an ad in the paper, and they had a BMW X5 for like $100 more a month than I was paying for my Jeep Grand Cherokee. And I realized, hey, I'm paying almost as much as the BMW. I should be driving a BMW. I deserve it. Next day, I had a BMW. And it's when you realize that you deserve something that you make it happen.
All right, Clint, let's drill down on that story for just a moment more. So at that time, you're paying whatever it was for the Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's $100 more. You just went out sight unseen and put down the extra $100 on the X5 BMW, and things just sort of fell into place. How did that happen?
Hey, man, I was paying $482 a month for the Grand Cherokee. The BMW was $585. Why shouldn't I be driving a BMW for another $100 a month? I deserve it. You know, the money I was paying was the majority of the amount. And when you have that feeling of deserving, when you truly feel like you deserve, like, you know, like when you saw the person that became your spouse, if you didn't feel like you deserved to be in a relationship with that person, you never could have made it happen. But if you connected with them and you realized that they were on your level and they were the right person for you, then it's easy. Like, I can't go up to a supermodel and say, you know, you're going to be my girlfriend, because I don't deserve that. I don't, or at least I don't feel like I deserve that. A guy like Tom Cruise, he feels like he deserves it. He can date anyone he wants. And it's that sense of deserving that makes you earn whatever you're earning. It makes you have whatever station in life you have. the house that you're living in is the house that you feel like you deserve. And when you feel like you deserve to be living in a 5,000-square-foot mansion, that's what you're going to live in. But not until you feel like you deserve it. And that's what the income doubler does. Every day you are writing down, I deserve to be earning a certain amount of money, whatever that target is for you. You write that down. You say it to yourself. It's very difficult at first. Like the first couple weeks, it feels very strange to say, if you're earning, for example, $5,000 a month, it's very strange to say, I deserve to be earning $10,000 a month. But I'll tell you something, after a month or 6 weeks of saying that, it then becomes easy to say it. And it becomes easy to repeat it. And you start to have that thought repeating and recurring in your mind automatically. And as soon as it becomes natural for you to believe that you deserve to be earning $10,000 a month, you will be deserving and you will be earning that $10,000 a month. Now, how is that going to happen? Are you going to have to change jobs? Maybe. Are you going to have to start a new business on the side? Maybe. I don't know how it's going to happen, but whatever it is needed for you to happen and whatever makes sense in the context of your life, your subconscious mind is going to direct you in that direction, and is going to make those realities become true for you.
And Clint, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been talking to Clint Arthur, everybody, author of the book, The Income Doubler. Clint, real quick, in the 10 seconds we've got left, if people want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Please go to the website, theincomedoubler.com. theincomedoubler.com.
The Income Doubler. Clint, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.